Italian before me in the Sivis, is that there are certain halachas which define Sipur as opposed to Zechir. For example, Avichas Devarim, Arezim, Kalmariz, and Meshubach, Derech Sheil Shuva, Ayidei Talmud Torah. So there are different ways of being magged the mitzvah differently. And the Rav often pointed out that at the very core, the two mitzvahs are different. The mitzvah of Zechira is just mentioning the historical fact. The mitzvah of Zechira, Chazal or Mesakin, to be part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, of Kabbalah's Omal Chushamayim. And the mitzvah of Sipur is the mitzvah of Koras HaTov. So it's the Rav.
What Sipur is in here? What Sipur is in here?
Right now, the mitzvah of Zechira is part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Omal Choshmayim, that the Rambam records it as one of the parts of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Chara that indicates to us that either the mitzvah in its essence is a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Omal Choshmayim, or Chazal saw that the mitzvah of Zechira could participate in Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim in Rambam is to be aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam, more than being the Kabbal Avdus. But the Rav used to point out the mitzvah of Sipur is a mitzvah of Koras HaTov. The basis for this is that the Rav raised the question as to why the mitzvah of Sipur is executed primarily through a Rami Ovi Ovi. Now, where do you begin the mitzvah of Sipur Tisman Tzorayim, Lel Pesach? So Bekitzer Avon Hayinu, Bekitzer Metchilo Agde Vedezara. But the Arichus Dvarim, the real mitzvah of Sipur, is a Rami Ovi Ovi. That's when you begin teaching, beginning darshaning sukkim, by your dervish. Mary, what are you saying?
Is the Rambam part of itself as a Hebrew as his child was separately? Or is the Rambam saying that's part of Kriya Shema, so that's why it's not counted?
The Rambam, I think the Rambam has. In Hilchas Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes, "Uma hu koire sholish parashis elu." The achar kach, and after Vayim Shemaya, parashas Tzitzis, shegam hi yesh bo tzivui zechiras kol hamitzvos. Af al pi shein mitzvah tzitzis heges b'layla. Koyrin oisavalav nishayesh bazichron yitzias mitzrayim, u mitzvah lahazki yitzias mitzrayim bayom avalayla, shenemar. U kriyas sholesh parashas elu, al seder the he and nikris kriyashma. So, l'chor the pshat is that there's a separate mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema of Kabbalah's Omal Choshamayim can be mekuyim to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, so that's what the mitzvah of Zechiras is mentioning, and the mitzvah of Zechira may be observing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a goyel, and that's the essential part of Kabbalah's Omal Choshamayim is observing the Ribbono Shel Olam. But over here, the Rav used to raise the questions: why are we making the mitzvah through Rami of it? Why are we making the mitzvah through reading Parshas Bo B'Shalach? Right? Well, Moshe, if we were to edit the Haggadah, so we would take selections from Shmos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach, Rashi's, Rambans, Midrashim. It would never dawn on us to go to Rami Yevidovi, the parasha that the Kari Bikurim says when he comes up to Yerushalayim. So the Rabbi used to say, and then I found in the Matisse Chaim that he quotes the Chaim has the same word. You look at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Kufnun Zion. Ram Kufnun Zion. He should see Vanu, Lestaper Mitzias Mitzrayim Bezel Chamisha Osim Yisa, Bitkilas Availa, Kefi Tzachos Lashonim Mesaper, Vilkol Mi Shi Yosif, Vimamor, Viyarech Hadivarim, Vahavdolas Masha Osolonu Hashem. Right? What is one thing, Moisef? Magdolas Masha Nasolonu Hashem, Umasha Osolonu Mitzvim, Ve'ol Vachomos, to be marve in the Marimus, to be marve in Hagdolas Hashem, the Eich Lokach Hashem Dik Musay Vimeyem, because Baruch took the Hashem Dik to the Kama, Ulohoyno is lo yis ala, al kol tov shem gomalnu, ye yoysetoy. Kamaisha Omru will call a marach and sat there, be tzias mitzor, rei den meshubach. That's one of the essential differences between Zechira and Sipur. Zechira is short, and Sipur is Arichas Devar. Next, Zechira just mentioned Kadosh Baruch Hu was Goyel, and Sipur is supposed to discuss dramatically Kadosh Baruch Hu's, what Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, Nekoma, and Masha also learned the three and made all the chomas. And then he says, Ula holdos lo yisala, al kol toyo shekamalma. Alright? Now, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis is the mitzvah of Nidin Bikurim. Hu Shet Sivanu Yusaper Tovo Som Asher Heitid Lonu Vitzilonu Umaschul Binyan Yagim Avinu and Rami Hevidavi Umistayim Vavonas and Mitzriyim Vanosem Osonu Ulishav Me'ol Kol Zeh. And to be Meshavich to Kadosh Baruch Hu and all of this meaning Avodas and Mitzriyim, and that it was brought to the side of Eden. Ulevakish mimenu lasmid abrocho kishiyobi abikurim. The Rav said that apparently Chazal said that if we have a mitzvah of discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim, and a mitzvah of being mishabeyach and being moda Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the two mitzvahs are very similar. L'saper b'tovosav sheit divlonu. So that's l'saper v'agdolas masha osalonu Hashem, and to discuss avodas mitzriyim v'anosem osanu. So that's discussing Masha Oslon of Mitzriyim, Me'ol V'chomos. Eich Lokach Hashem Nikmaseinu. Alright, that's not mentioned, but Hitzilonu is mentioned. And then, Ulahod Oslo, and he was L'shavchi Al Kolze. So apparently the Rambam, so what the Rav suggested is that it's this Ke'ilu, the Torah itself gave you the text. You have two mitzvahs that are very similar. So the Rav figured that what Chazal figured is that if I have two mitzvahs that are very similar, and Hashem Baruch Hu tells me exactly what to say in one case, so I should begin with that. So it's true, there is an extra Ulevakesh mimenu lasmid abrocha kishayavi bikur. So lechare, that is not mentioned explicitly over here in the Geder Adavar, but once the Rabbon Shalom gave us a text to cover 70%, that's a good starting point. So why should we start our own writing our own text? Because Baruch Hu gave us a text. So that's what we darsh, that's what we choose Aram Yavidov. Right. But Ayyotzi Mizeh is that these are the core, at least they cover 70-80% of the core. And the core is Lusapir Bitoivois of Ashrahti Vlonu. So I was thinking, so this is the Yesoid. Alright? The Yesoid is that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can be defined not only as telling the narrative of the mitzvah, but also to thank the Rabbanu Shlomo. That's the famous Mahalach of the Chovos Halvavos, that Hakoras Atov is the yesod in the yesod of Shmiras and Mitzvahs. So one could say that that's the Iker of the night, to bring a person to say Hallel and to express Hakoras Atov. Because ultimately our kambolas all from the perspective of being mishabed ourselves can come from a korsato. One can develop a whole mahalach of being the kabel olmal choshvayim of a shibud, kabolas all mitzvahs from a perspective of a korsato. It's one mahalach. I was thinking that another reason why a korsato may be an essential part of the discussion is because there would not have been a shibud if there would be no Koras HaTov. If the Ramban says that Paro initially had a hard time introducing the Shibud, because the rank and file Egyptian was grateful to Klal Yisrael and grateful to Yosef. Yosef managed the nation, Yaakovina comes back and the Nile comes up. So the rank and file Egyptian were happy with us. And the beginning of Shavos is how Paro had to work against the natural inclination of the Mitzrayim to be grateful. And he had to make up strategies of how will he get the Jews to be disliked. And he had to say, that they're the Olam and Oretz, that if we'll ever have to go to Mulchama, so they're going to be the fifth column. According to Ramban, he had to make the Jews readily domestic help, so anybody can pick up a Jew and make them work, because everybody likes that, right? You can have all the strong morals in the world, but if you get free labor to come into your house, so then that wipes away everybody's morals. But the point is that the Ramban understands that Paro had to work hard in order to get the Jews to become disliked. So one of the important things that we come to recognize is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about the Shibud via a lack of a Korsa. If there would have been a Korsa Tov, then the Shibud would have gone out of the way. So that's where our commitment to a Korsa Tov as a value is a high. And then it could be that the Rabbonu Shalom worked it out, that the Shibud should only happen through the rejection of a Koras HaTov, so that our ultimate dedication to this moral value is so strong that it will carry us in terms of our Shibud Rabbonu Shel Olam. Murray, what are you going to say?
Because
the Egyptians were really grateful to us, we saved Mitzrayim, right? Nayokum Melachodesh Al Yadas Yosef. Whatever it means, he didn't know him or he didn't reckon it means he was able. He wasn't grateful for Yosef had done. to begin enslaving us. If he would have been grateful that we saved Mitzrayim, how could we got brought them great bracha? Right? Israel? Yeah, the Ramban, the rank and file who's there, they liked us.
They liked us?
The rank and file liked us. That's what the Ramban says. The beginning of Shmos, where it says that pen was, I forget the phrase, is a valley creator. Pen Yosef Mulcham of Olam and Arutz. So Ramban there explained, Hominus Chakmala. It was Hominus Chakmala. Let's try Hovin the Skakmala. Let's create a strategy. I have to figure this out. So Ramban says Hovin the Skakmala means that we have to drive a wedge in between the rank and file Egyptian and the Jewish people. How are we going to do this? Otherwise, we can. And then the Ramban explains how first they created the specter of us being a fifth column. And then the next step was to say that we're foreigners. It might be that we made a contribution, but we're still foreigners. So it's normal for foreign people to have to pay tax. But what that does, the Ramban explains, is that Paro then began to accentuate that we're different, that we're a foreign group. And then once that was done, so then he was able to drive the wedge in further. And then he said, you can use. Besides that, we'll build for them, but you can use them as domestic help. So step by step, he had to work away. But that's how it all begins. By Yaakov Melech Hashal Yodas Yosef. Why does the Torah stress Hashal Yodas Yosef? That's the Nakuda. It only began because Hashal Yodas Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about that the Golos will begin through Sinas Achim. So he brought about that the Shibud will begin through a lack of a Karas HaTov.
The lack of Karas HaTov was Egyptian.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. So we, as Avodim and Mitzrayim, so part of our thinking was how when a nation of ingrates is it? Hey, they mean Mishabbat, and we saved them. They wouldn't be here if not for us. Not for Yosef, they wouldn't be here. That we should become the Avodim. So that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to ingrain into the Jewish people this quality of our Karas HaTov. Because day in and day out, we understood, we suffered from the lack of a Karas HaTov. So in the Mela, we made a commitment. And that's why the celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim has to so heavily depend on HaKadosh. Maschil and Megdus of Sayim B'Shvat. One of the essential differences between Sipur and Yetzias, right? Hello, Gosef, is that we point out that, especially if you hold that Maschil and Megdus is that we are Mitzrayim. So that strengthens the profound sense of our karsa that we have. Because Rabbi didn't know us anything. We began as pagans like everybody else began as pagans. So his bechir of us, we have tremendous like karsa tov. Why didn't he choose us? Good?
Two things. One, doesn't it take it out, this is like this little bigger picture, doesn't that take it out of the Shiva, take it out of the fault of Israel and put it into the hands of Mitzrayim? Meaning we know that like the Israel was something like before Israel so on, and they were at the point. So would that put it back in the hands of Mitzrayim?
No, so the way I would say it is that's why we put it in a very in a certain ambiguity that you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about the Shiva in this way. In other words, there was a bris with the Rabbon Shalom, with Avraham Avinu, there's going to be a Shiva Mitzrayim. Right? That bris probably was because of the requirement of a Kura Barzel. Right? So there's going to be an episode in history of a Kura Barzel. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it happen in certain ways. Could have many, many ways. He allowed it to happen through Sinas Achim. So that we should understand that Sinas Achim will cause those. Kachavi, we did learn a lesson. It happened during Vayis. Right. The Baruch Hashem said, I'm going to let nothing else cause it. I'm going to let it evolve. According, I'm going to let it evolve to the lack of a Koros at all. Right? According to Ramban, it was to a lack of MS between Avraham and Sarah, and strange Ramban. But in other words, the Baruch Hu allowed things to evolve, I guess, so that we would be able to highlight certain values that are either going to be that are going to be important for us for later on. And that we should have a visceral distancing from sinas achim. It should be part of our bones that we will to be committed to getting along with each other. Because look at how we suffered because of it. Mitzrayim, Vayisheni. So it hasn't happened yet. It's gonna happen. Go ahead.
And this is also a little more technical. Wouldn't it have made a lot of sense for like the Hashem's like way of bringing this out was like also through another parent to like show them that certain like that lack of regard spoke and that natural season.
So I don't know if the Rebbe was interested in it. No, maybe he focused on us. But you do see that their hatred of us, if they did hate us, was very on the surface. Because when we left Mitzrayim, they loved us. They gave us all their they gave us it says they loved Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that Paro was successful in getting them to dislike us, but it was very shallow. It wasn't a well bred hatred. So, if you want to take this a step further, you see that the halachos which are magdi in the Seder night are halachos of Akoras HaTov. Because if we go back to what we began with, we have a mitzvah, a zechir mitzvah sikhla. So you have that Reb Chaim had, there's three core differences between sikhla and yitziyah. One is arichos devarim. One is, I think, derech she'elu shuba. And Matchila Begdush and Sayim Bishrach. What I'd like to suggest, in those three core differences that define Sifra as opposed to Zechira, so those are all elements that you find of Hakor Satov. For example, Arichus Dvarim. Where do you find that Arichus Devarim is a din in a Koras HaTov? You see by the Megillah. The Megillah discusses where do we begin telling the story of Megillah? Four sheetas, right? One sheet is Balayla Zenon Shasamelach, right? We should really only have four prokhim to our Megillah. And then one is earlier, Meir Shushan Nevercho, Mordechai Yosef the Devil, that's one. And then we say, no, we have a Maschil and Megdus, Messiah Mishrach. See, you see that the idea of Maschil and Megdus, Messiah Mishrach, that's an important part of the Sumei Nisa, which is an important, and Megillah is really a form of Hallel, because it says, the Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel and Purim, because we have Megillah, Megillah is Zali Lassa. So you see that one of the elements of Shevach is the Laschil Begnus of Sayyid Mishrach. Say them, it could either mean Oidecho Kini Lissani Lissimachto Ayvali, that in order to really express appreciation, one has to express the Tzora from which one was redeemed. The depth of the Hakaras HaTov will be magnified by the depth of the appreciation of the Tzara from which I was saved. Or, B'tchilo Evda V'Rezara, the depth of the gratitude will be magnified by the unlikelihood that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should, by the degree of the favor, so to speak. So, however you learn Pshat in Mitchila, in Maschil Mignos, but you see that Maschil Mignos, you see from the Megillah, That's what the Gemara says. We go back to the beginning of the story because that's the Gnus of Klal Yisrael, that we were hanging out in the parties of the Shushan. So Madchilin B'Gnus HaMishvach, that's one of the qualities of being Mishabeya, of being Makri Tov. Arichus Dvarim. So the first Rashi in Parashas Masoi, first Rashi over there says, why does the Rabbon Shalom go over all of the different encampments of Klal Yisrael? Why did he do that? We already had. He goes through the Shema. He said, you'll find all the different places. So Rashi says that this is the way that a person expresses his gratitude. He tells a long story. A person gives a kiddush because the Kiddush Baruch Hu gave him a refuah. So Rashi says he doesn't just get up and say, Baruch Hashem, Kiddush Baruch Hu cured me. He gets up and he says that describes how difficult the machlo was. And then he describes all the different places he went to get a refuah, and each one why it was why it didn't work, and all the different ways, different places that different little miracles happened on the way. So Rashi says what the Torah is teaching us in Elul Masoi is our riches tevarim is part of the part of a Koras HaTov. Yodu Lashem Chazda Yisapun Nifleis Liyodom. Right. That's, like they need the Suda Seidoya is to conjoin other people. And that could be the third element of Sheila Tshuva is the element of Lisaprin of Laosan Leoda. Sheila Tshuva means that you have to try hard to get more than one person. You have to have a conversation, a discussion. Right? As you can have Sheila Tshuva. Right? The Chabur of the guy with the Korban Pesach. So we know that Al Pidin, a Koras HaTov, is expressed with tzibur. How do you see that? Do you see Korban Torah? The famous word from HaMikdavar, right? The famous word HaMikdavar is that Korban Torah is the largest korban for the shortest period of time, 40 bread, an animal, and it's you only get one day and one night. So the HaMikdavar says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to understand that to have a korban, when you give Haidah, you have to bring as many people together as possible. How are you going to do that? We have to have 40 breads, and you only have a day and night. You're going to either have to bring all the 30 grandchildren, right, and fly them in, or you have to bring all your friends. But you have to have people there, right? Otherwise, you're going to end up bringing kashim the shreifa. You also see the brachas hagoyimel, chazal mesakir brachas, the responsive bracha. The very few responsive brachas. So that's what I'm suggesting. See the Yisoy, the Rav Yisoy, which I found in Rav Yuchum's writings as well. The fact that Arami Oyvei Ovi is the central text of the secret Mitzrayim, right? Even though it's many families only get Arami Oyvei Ovi 20 minutes before the meal, right? That happens in many Jewish homes, Baruch Hashem. What happens is that when kids come home from Yeshiva Tana, all Yeshiva Tana kids are around the table. So you have three different turn to Lachman, yeah. You have three different turn to Manishtana. You have three on the bottom, you know. You have a few in the Maisa Shoya. Then you have the Abba Bonham, right? At least a couple, right? So the time they get to Rami Ravi Ravi, so the mother house is saying, either we got to move things along, or it depends, different nuschois, right? One nuschoch is the kids are hungry. And the nusach is, we don't make it by chatzos. So the says the food's going to give you big birth. But whatever nusach you use.
It's the same nusach,
right? What's that?
It's really the same nusach.
Right. When you get to Rami Rami Rami, you got to zip through this. And it's not so interesting. Rami Rami Rami. So it's a strange thing that the Ikur Ki and Masibus Yisrayim, we zip through. All right. I have a mahalach on that. We'll discuss some other time why that happened. But Lachari, that's a normal kind of mitzvah. So the word of the Rav in Yeruchim that is to highlight, and you see from that that it's the Iker mitzvah, the mitzvah of Akoras HaTov, that's number one, in the Lashon of Rambam. Number two is that the differences that Rav Chaim used to be Magnir, Sipur, as opposed to Zechira, so in Nias Daiti, all of those are elements of Hakoras HaTov that you find in different situations. Sheila Tshuva, you find in the Birchas HaGoimel, or you find in Korban Torah, conjoining other people. You have Arichus Dvarim, so that you find in the first Rashi Masoi. And Maschil and Megillah Sayyid Mishvach, you have in the Megillah. Arichus Dvarim can also be in the Megillah. Can also be. Good?
So that's also why the
Korbisek Dvarim. Lani's could suggest that, yes. Lani's
Dayton.
How do we.
So does Rami Lulavi have
Again, according to the Sefer Mitzvahs, it is an expression of Akar Satov. So I can't say. What I would suggest is that Chazar Misakim is as part of the Mitzvah Sikritis Mitzrayim. Ideally, that brings other people together. My father had a tremendous word on that there has to be Derech Sheila Tshuva. The Valdo Gemara. He says, because that is that's one of the essential difference between an Eved and a Ben Chorin, is to be able to ask questions. An Eved, you do what you're supposed to do. Ask, for an Eved to ask questions is a Gira, is bad, right? Because you don't want the Eved wasting time asking questions. You don't want to be told he can do it in a better way, a different way. The Eved's job is just get done, you gotta get done, right? The less you know, the less you understand, the better. So, Ben Chorin is looking for carrot. Ben Chorin is, I gotta understand what I'm doing. I gotta make a kidney what I'm doing. Maybe I can figure a better way of doing it. So one of the essential hallmarks of a Ben Chorin is Sheila Tshuva. So that's why Chazal made it into the... we'll talk a little bit more about that. Okay.
I'm not sure that Ramban was whether
it's to be grateful or it's to recognize. Where is the Prime recorded? You can find this at the very beginning of the Masa Nisma. I believe.